everyone. It's good to be back. We are here for the Real Housewives of New York After Show, and there is lots to talk about tonight. All I'm going to say is La Cucaracha. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, I like your La Cucaracha. He's got the best one.
I'm ready to go to Mexico.
He's doing like a double. Yes. We're all just trying to La Cucaracha here if you're just listening on audio, and we're all failing except one person in the building. The only guy here. Hey, guys. Ashley Daniels here. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. And who am I sitting with starting to my right?
Hey, guys. I'm Thomas Rulina. I just want to promote my brand new reality show. I love watching The Hills, Keeping Up. So my reality show is called Your Time with Thomas. It's on YouTube. Make sure to watch it after you watch our beautiful after show.
Megan and I have been watching it, and it's amazing.
Thank you, girls.
Editing is so good. Everything about it.
So
seeing
good.
Our main man over there. This is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on all things social media at Lindsay Wegner.
And I very much also enjoyed episode one of Your Time with Thomas, season one, episode one. The cinematography and lighting are beautiful. You guys
check it
out on YouTube. And you can follow me on social media at Megan Stecker.
I love hearing this. This is awesome.
I can't wait for Ashley to watch it.
Well, yeah, I have some great opportunities in the works.
Yes.
Now that I've heard this, and I also know some people in the non-scripted space, so I would like to take a look at this because,
awesome. Yeah,
just saying,
Great. This
might be a TV show. Who knows?
Woo!
Sounds
I would love
really
that.
Awesome.
That's
and
like
I loved The Hills.
Yeah.
That was
I
like,
love The Hills.
Oh, to see that they all have babies, I'm just like, I am really old.
They've done well for themselves.
I know. How is this happening?
Yeah.
Laguna Beach. Did you guys start with Laguna Beach?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're original. So you remember when Kristen was dating Steven?
Yes.
Steven.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
was
Steven. And now she
so
has
cute.
Three kids.
I know.
How crazy.
They've all done
three
well.
Three kids.
With
how
Jay
does
Cutler.
She look like that?
I know.
With Jay Cutler.
I know.
That too.
Yeah,
oh,
interesting.
Such a strange, like, romance. Yeah, yeah she
right?
does look amazing.
Yeah.
Seriously. But, hey, we're here for The Housewives of New York, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight.
Exactly. I was going to say, can we get the girls all from Laguna Beach to be, like,
right?
a new cast of Real Housewives somehow?
I don't
yes.
know.
Like,
yes.
their own, like...
Wow.
Like, Laguna Housewives.
Megan, that's
2.0.
Genius idea.
Or, like a Los Angeles would be, like, something different instead
yeah.
of, like,
I mean,
Hills.
I know, like, Kristen Cavallari is now in Nashville.
Or she in Nashville?
They just
she
moved back,
to Nashville.
Though,
for things, like, often. For
yeah,
stuff.
She does. Oh, gosh.
She's got a shoe line.
We got
Total, like,
happen.
Side note, but I hated when Lauren Conrad did that reality show for MTV and they pulled it because I wanted to know, like, what that would be like. Because
yeah.
she had some drama with the MTV people didn't want to release it because it wasn't, like, that dramatic. But I still wish. I want to see that on the shelf and
did
watch
Did you watch
it.
The special?
Which
that was that came out recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you watch it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, in Lauren's kitchen with her family and they're talking about... They're going to the past a little bit,
yeah.
talking about flashbacks
I think
and this
I might
and that.
Have seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that were answered, a lot of spoilers.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, I didn't
We're still
think
talking
that.
About reality TV, so
we
this
are.
All ties in.
And by
in.
The way, I guarantee you, a lot of people, not saying all, but a lot of people who watch Housewives probably watch The Hills.
Man,
that was like
yeah.
the OG of the reality shows
TV.
For
yeah.
us and for
mm-hmm.
girls especially.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Oil and Vinegar, that's where we're at tonight,
Ooh.
Real Housewives of New York. And this was one of those episodes that had a lot of little moments that were funny little moments that didn't create a story when it was all together. It was just like... You could tell that one moment was like, let's just fill in this gap and let's fill in this gap. Not to be negative. It's just like we saw like Sonia having her, you know, her little private parts cleared out. And we see like Ramona at the gym and, you know, just random little things. Do you guys prefer times like that where it's not so much like two moments that are stretched out throughout the episode? And it's more like 20 little edits here and there, or how do you like to see your housewives? What do you prefer?
I'll let Megan go first because we just had that discussion.
Oh, yeah, we did just
yeah.
talk about this off camera. I actually liked this episode because I like when we do get an extended scene. Normally, when there's something dramatic, it's so edited because it was a longer situation and they have to boil it down to the best parts. So I actually liked seeing like Tinsley's date play out for a few minutes because normally you think they'd give it 30 seconds a minute. And we got a while. So I actually liked getting long periods of time with them all tonight. Because when we do get dramatic, it's quick, it's choppy. I like when we
can see what fully happened.
Yeah, we get
in the moment.
We get a long time with them. We get a better read on the person that they are in good times and in bad. Yeah, I actually enjoyed it tonight.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually prefer, I like it when it's this, but I also want to see it change up every episode. I don't want every episode like this. I want to see a little bit more of certain housewives 1 week and maybe concentrate on somebody else the next week, have a long extended scene, then maybe do a bunch of little snippets of everybody. If you guys are also fans of Orange County, which I saw, I watched the episode today actually, saw that you really only saw Megan in one scene, but you got little bits of everybody else. And sometimes I feel like that's what they need to do with Housewives. Because then next week now, I'm looking forward to seeing what Megan does, or I'm looking forward to seeing what Sonia's going to do because I didn't get to see her this episode. So now I'm really amped to see what Sonia's up to, or, you know, whomever it is that we didn't get to see much of in our Housewives of New York episode.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like mine is like a combination, but I think the parts where there's really drama, I think those are the ones that need to be extended. Because sometimes you, especially with this season, when a previous episode when Ramona and Bethany were having that, you know, conversation and then it just like Bethany left, like it just seemed so abrupt that I wish those ones were longer. But, you know, it was nice to see Tinsley go on a date and meet this new guy.
Yeah, I liked him, by the way.
Yeah,
I mean, like really they sweet. Like Scott, really was his name Scott?
Scott.
He seemed like Scott, a good guy.
I think he's a solid guy for her.
Solid. Yeah.
Yeah, it's solid. It's interesting that he was talking when she walked away and he liked her. He, you know, because she was saying things that normally a guy would, I would think they would be a little bit turned off by, just like talking about an ex and stuff like that. But he was really interested in her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You definitely felt like a connection when they were talking. Like, you know, like she kind of right off the bat was, I like her a lot this season. I think she's very open-minded. She might not be fit for Housewives, but in general, like as a person, she seems like a really sweet girl. You would think somebody that came from all that money and all the things that she went through, I don't know what she was like before that, but what we're seeing now is like a really great person. So he seems like a great guy. This could potentially, hopefully, you know, something comes of it.
I'd like it if something... He just seems like a good guy for her. Do you traveling think that, together, not surfing, computer nerd, lounging by the pool, like all the things.
She likes the pool part. Do you think that we're going to get a better part of Tinsley now that she's going to be away from Sonia? Like maybe a more entertaining Tinsley or happier Tinsley?
I got a little clip, a little Dorinda nugget. She was hosting Amy Phillips' radio show. Shout out to Amy Phillips, our girl.
Yes.
Friend to the show. Congrats on the baby girl.
Seriously, the cutest baby ever. And I wrote on her Instagram, like, you're going to be the best mom. Because seriously, she's going to be the best mom. Imagine her being a mom. Mm-hmm. Like, having that be your mom every day. How happy
she
life would be.
She's going to make that baby laugh. Every day, all
she's going to make it laugh all the time. Exactly.
You guys, we had her in here back in September.
I know.
Right? Was it September?
It was September.
Was it? I don't even remember how long ago it was.
We got to bring her with the baby. We got to bring the baby in, too. Because I'm sure the baby's already a Bravo fan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy. She's been having a lot of people from Radio Andy fill in for her on her show, but Dorinda hosted last week. So she was answering a lot of questions. She almost spent the whole hour doing caller questions.
Wow.
And she said, you know what? You're really going to see Tinsley open up and find her voice at the end of this season. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be good. It's going to be like a real Housewives Tinsley, not like the new girl, scared, timid Tinsley. And I think it'd be best if we hold on to her for a second season to let her like fully come out of her shell.
Yeah.
I think she does have a lot of attributes as maybe like a Ramona, just like a little, I think she's, you know, of the upper crust and like a little spoiled and like you want to see that play out the way that it does with those women, with like Sonia and Ramona. And
that's how we felt on the Real Housewives of Orange County panels. We felt like Megan wasn't going to come back, but then, Kelly Dodd, you know, like these women, like they need a second season to just kind of like give it some time for viewers to adapt to them. And I think it was a good tactic to bring her on with living at Sonia's house. But at the end of the day, you're living under somebody's shadow. Like if I were to come on a show and then I would be living with somebody, unless you're really giving it 100%, then you're going to like be at the same playing field. But the fact that like Sonia, especially the way that Sonia was talking to her and the way that Sonia doesn't see that she's treating her poorly, it's kind of like she's always going to be the secondary person. It's like it's like Simple Life. It's like Paris was always going to be like the front runner and you were going to have Nicole kind of do what she's doing. There was no moment, I don't know, I'm getting too into it.
That's an excellent analogy.
But Nicole found her way and she has a brand and she has everything going for her. But it's kind of like with Tinsley, it'll be interesting to see her go in her direction. She doesn't seem like she's using Sonia to get anywhere.
No.
Which is refreshing for viewers.
Well, do we think that she was, you know, I'm kind of liking this. We're not really starting from the beginning. We're just kind of being conversational this week. So I kind of like this.
A little
ADD like the episode. But it's interesting that you brought that up because I was wondering why she told other people before she... Why did Tinsley tell other people before she told Sonia that she's going to be moving to a hotel? Unless it was that she was genuinely afraid to tell Sonia because she's afraid of Sonia, which kind of seems like she's a little bit afraid of her.
I agree with you. I think she's afraid. I don't know what mm-hmm. you girls feel.
She didn't know what she was going to say, so... In a group setting, Sonia couldn't really get mad at her.
Yeah.
Maybe embarrass her a little bit, but she knew that maybe she'd have the backing of some of the other women on her side, especially Carol, since they're getting closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, with growth, I was reading a lot about growth and just in general, like inner growth, and how you have to really, those moments where you feel really uncomfortable are the moments that you should embrace because those are the moments you're growing the most.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about people that are, have lives such as the housewives, like lives like Tinsley, for instance, who, I mean, we can't judge for sure. We don't really know. But from what we see, it seems like she was raised in a very wealthy home and got married really early and then had a man, you know, by her side all the time. And then just kind of like has never really, doesn't seem like she struggled. I obviously don't know for sure. We don't know. We can only go by what we see. But it makes me wonder if like, where's the moment for her, for instance, where she will grow internally. Because she seems so young. She said she wants to be Eloise in the hotel, and it just made me think, wow, she's really young inside of her head. Like, Eloise is a kid running around a hotel. And that's what she wants to do.
I feel like it might come from the fact that she got married so soon, and those moments where everybody else is kind of going through these life moments she missed. So, in a way, she's kind of having this opportunity to go back, and it's fine. It actually works out for her that she has this time now to do that.
I think she's a little bit immature.
Yeah.
There's like just a little bit of immaturity to her. And I saw somebody comment on it, but the aggressive kissing, like wanting to go out with a 23-year-old or whatever, and not that there's anything wrong with dating somebody younger than you, but that much younger than you and knowing that you're looking for something serious, that's obviously more than likely not going to lead to something serious. I think there's little touches of immaturity with her, especially with the drinking and saying she enjoys it and not for the taste, but for the way it makes her feel. And she called it out herself. She said, does that sound bad? It probably sounds bad. It sounded bad. It's like that makes me scared for her, considering we were discussing a couple weeks ago about her going to her therapist and this potentially being a problem and her saying, I don't have an alcohol problem. And she may not. But
we don't know, yeah.
We don't know.
But it seems like she's self-medicating or, I don't know,
she seemed drunk on that. Something. She seemed drunk on that date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nervous with all the talk about her ex and wearing the ring on the date.
Yeah. On the pinky finger.
I feel like I would give her the fact that she's nervous. So she wanted like a drink to like calm herself. And like when she said, I feel more like myself, it probably means she feels more relaxed, less anxiety to just talk to a complete stranger. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll give her the credit that like I've never been on a blind date. I'm sure it's the most awkward thing in the world because like dating is so awkward. Yeah. And if you never even met the guy before that minute, I'm sure it's hard, so I'll give her that.
And you're on camera.
Yeah.
In front of millions of people.
True. You're probably thinking in your mind, so when the whole country watches this, how much of a dork am I going to look like?
Right, yeah. Right. Well, she really never has been single, right? I mean, she was married, then she had that, like, horrible divorce that was in the press, and then she just kind of, like, became a hermit and just hid from everybody and then went straight to a TV show. So it's very, like, back and forth with her.
She's definitely going to grow from this for
sure. She will, right?
I see potential in her so much, like creating something for herself. Like I keep saying this whole entire after show, like an eyelash line or whatever she's passionate about.
Yeah.
She can definitely develop something because she's definitely, when she moves out of Sonia's, I think we're going to, I hope they shoot the hotel and that whole, her moving into it and that process. I hope we get to see that, you know?
That would be good.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, that would be really fun. So at this dinner that everybody is at, it's not surprising to me that Bethany was the bigger person again with Ramona and decided she was going to include her in this Mexico trip. And she really didn't have to. I think we've been discussing this for weeks. Like, Bethany doesn't really have to do anything she doesn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think she does, at least. She's got a lot of pull, and she's been there a while. She's an OG. But she's deciding to bring her in, and she explains the way Ramona is, and it's really interesting. So Ramona kind of, she's first nice and then rejects her. And Bethany said that Ramona will be nice, then she's a bitch, then she ass kisses, and then it equals there's no real Ramona. So she knows her so well, and she predicts her so well. But why do you think Ramona, at this point, being given another opportunity to have Bethany's friendship again, or at least a little tidbit of hope that she might be able to, went and did what she did because she kept repeating herself and freaking out.
I think with Ramona, she doesn't know how to handle herself in these types of situations, so she got lucky there that Bethany caved in. I think that she got lucky because Bethany wasn't going to storm off, and I think there was too many women at the table for Bethany to once again walk away, and people were probably going to use that as, you're always running away when you're in tough situations. So she got lucky in that situation that Bethany kind of forgave her, because they did a toast. It was a fake toast, whatever.
Why did she do that? Because sometimes she walks away. Like, this was an instance that she was freaking out at Bethany after so many instances, and she kind of, Ramona kind of smirked after, like, she knew she got away with it.
Well, once, like, she, like, raised the glass and she felt that connection, then I knew she knew that, okay, she got Bethany again, because, you know, just as much as Bethany knows Ramona, I mean, Ramona knows Bethany, Bethany knows Ramona. So they have this friendship that I feel, I mean, I predicted it last week, that they were going to kind of have a coming mm-hmm. together. And we saw that this episode.
I just couldn't understand why, with Bethany sitting there trying to explain, I'm trying to do the better thing by inviting you to Mexico, Ramona would even argue with her and start something else. I'm sitting there going, why are you making her disinvite you? And then the clincher for all of it, Bethany saying, you know what, I can't invite you, and Ramona saying, well, I'm going anyway, it's a group thing, so I'm going, I just won't go to your part.
That was amazing. That was one of those moments that I was thinking, oh, this is a trip set up by production, so Ramona's, you know, we can't talk about that on camera, but yeah. Ramona's saying, no, it's a group trip we've all been booked for through production, so I will be there. If yeah. I can't go to your one little outing you planned for us, I don't care. That'll be a couple hours that I get to myself, and I'm going on this group trip, is what I think that she meant totally in that felt moment. That too. And I, for the life of me, I couldn't figure out why Ramona would flip out and not just take the peace with Bethany.
Right.
But I do think that she's still up. She doesn't even really remember the fight. And no, I remember that night when she was drunk and saying, like, she wronged me. She attacked me. She got crazy. I think in her mind, she still thinks Bethany was just as wrong as she was, that mm-hmm. they both attacked each other. Which I think, as a viewer, we're all like, no, 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 no.
But
no,
she's
no.
a viewer
Ramona
too right now.
Crazy.
Well, yeah. now she's seeing I wonder it. What she's thinking right now.
I think she completely blacked out and didn't know what happened at all.
But there's so many years of Ramona going, you know, doing something crazy and then having the opportunity to watch herself. Do you think that there's any objective view of what she's doing? Can she see outside of herself even by watching herself on TV?
I think a little bit. And when she sees that she's wrong, she doesn't admit it out of, like, embarrassment and shame. It's all, like, backpedaling and wording and trying to turn it around the way she did to Bethany mm-hmm. tonight to not look wrong, because I think it's all based in, like, I'm embarrassed, I'm ashamed.
She's trying to balance, like, what they did were even in some capacity,
yeah,
that
yeah.
it's, like, it's not all her fault. And I felt like she was thinking a lot about Mario, too, bringing him back up.
Oh, my God.
So I think she was having a few cocktails there, too, so I don't know how buzzed Ramona was, but I think adding Mario into the back of her mind and then talking to Bethany, mm-hmm. she wants to find a comparison with their life. Even though she says that they're not comparable, she wants to know that I feel how you're hurt in some way. I don't know.
But then she brings up the fact, she's like, I had to pay Mario half the money that I earned, and you were only married for 2 years, so you have no idea what it's like. And once again, it comes back to the fact that she's trying to downplay that she had made her money and earned it. Mm-hmm. And somehow Bethany starting her own company isn't the same thing as Ramona working all of these years.
Mm-hmm. What about the picture frame? What was that? Like, I have a picture frame in my apartment with only two people, and you're one of them.
I love that Bethany called her out for fake tears, because when Ramona starts up those fake tears, it's so obvious to me, and I loved it. And she's like, oh, you, Miss Waterworks City? And I was like, honestly, point for Ramona.
She gave it back to her. She's like, you're Miss Waterworks
City. I was like, honestly, point for Ramona.
That's why their friendship is going to last, probably until this is all over, I feel. You know, there's so many things that they fought over, and so many great moments too.
Yeah,
they're one of it's like a Nene and Kim Zolciak of Atlanta.
Yes,
yeah,
it is. It's never gonna end.
It's never gonna end.
Never. Those paychecks are big with Nene, though. I don't know.
Oh man, I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, right. It's gonna be amazing. So Ramona's working out, and she's discussing dating. Anybody want to elaborate on this scene? Get their thoughts on Ramona's.
Why
Shed decided to keep it in Shed Media? Why they?
I think it's to show how Ramona is with everyone. I'm better than you. Give me my time. Give me my space. Like, I'm gonna run the show. And the trainer's like, no, you're late. Get in here. Let's go. You only have X amount of minutes left in the hour you have with me. Like, let's get it done. Stop stalling. Mm-hmm. And. Oh, it just perfectly illustrates who Ramona is.
Because you know that the way that it's going to come across is Ramona's going to say, you know, I paid this much money to get a trainer, and I'm not seeing results. That's what's going to be the review. Not the actual fact that she showed up 20 minutes late for the thing, wasn't prepared, wasn't doing what she told the woman she wanted to train and whatever, and then it's all of a sudden the trainer's fault versus it's actually Ramona's fault.
All right. Yeah. Do you guys think Ramona's wearing underwear when she worked out?
No.
Mm.
Sonia doesn't either, I bet.
I don't wear them either.
When you work out, you don't wear underwear?
Nope.
Yes.
I never do underwear. Really? Are you supposed to? Well, maybe I should get some MeUndies. Guys, our new sponsor, MeUndies, are the softest underwear you'll ever wear. They're one of those products you just have to experience for yourself. I could tell you about them all day long, but feeling is believing. Every pair of MeUndies is sustainably sourced and made from modal, a fabric that's 3 times softer than cotton. If you're used to buying boring underwear, MeUndies will change everything. Because MeUndies come in all kinds of colors and patterns, and they release new limited edition patterns each month that always sell out. And this month's patterns were designed by legendary 80s clothing brand Cross Colors. Oh, hey, fun. Throwback. With names that live up to their bold design and bright colors. Increased a piece, you dig, and the OG. You've got to see for yourself, and right now you'll save 20% off your first pair and receive free shipping.
Free.
Always. Only at MeUndies.com/buzz. There's a reason MeUndies have sold over 5 million pairs to date. You'll feel it when you put them on. Mm. And if you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they're free. Get 20% off your first pair plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/buzz. That's MeUndies.com/buzz. MeUndies.com/buzz.
I like it.
Nice.
So you'll be wearing underwear to the gym tomorrow?
Maybe. Actually, I'm going to be on a plane tomorrow.
Ooh, in underwear?
Flying to the East Coast. I mean, probably not. I got a bikini wax today.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, look, I'm going to be going and, like, hanging out, like Sonia.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm going to the East Coast to hang out with my college girlfriends first for the weekend, and then my family and wedding shower and all that stuff with my sister. But so we're doing a beach weekend, and I was like, oh, let me get that situation down there all squared away, like Sonia style, but I got a wax instead of a laser.
Right. Well, first off, let me point out the laser thing, because I've been getting laser, and it's amazing, and the place I go to is phenomenal.
Really?
I love it. but they tell you, you have to come shaved. They don't have somebody sitting there and, like, shaving you. That if you haven't shaved, you have to pay them $5 for a disposable razor, and you have to shave yourself.
And then bleed everywhere.
So I'm, like, the horrible fact that she could show up
you
and then, like, someone's sitting there shaving her down there and trimming down there. Because it has to be short because the laser cannot have any hair. There can be zero hair where the laser is. You don't want anything because it smells like burnt hair.
Yeah, well, I was going and I stopped and I'm not going to shout out the company because I'm not going to do that to them, but
You don't like
I'm going to go to another company.
Should go to mine because I'm really happy with mine.
Yeah. Anyway, back off the vaginas and the underwear and the hair and the pubes and on to the double date that we were talking about. Just want to make sure we covered everything with them.
Yes.
So we have Adam, Scott, Carol, and Tinsley. We already discussed how awkward it was with the ring on her finger and talking about her ex to Scott.
Oh, gosh.
And the Leo thing. They're both Leos, mm-hmm. and they don't think that Scorpios are the best people to date. So anybody who loves horoscopes out there, I do. I would love to know what you guys think about the whole Scorpio conversation and if you think it's true.
What was their reasoning again? Because my boyfriend's a Scorpio.
And, well, I don't know what their reasoning. I don't remember their reasoning. But in general, they say that men Scorpios are very unpredictable and like they can kind of but here's the thing, if you really know horoscopes you would know that your sun sign, which is what they're talking about, like we all have a sun sign, it's the month of our birthday, really doesn't make a difference at all because it's all about your moon sign and your ascending sign, and there's so many other signs that have a lot to do with how you are fully. That's just like one little piece of the puzzle. So saying someone's a Scorpio and they're crazy is so silly, but men that are Aries, we can say that. That's what I've heard. Okay. So anything else you guys want to add about the date or anything in general about this episode? Because I mean,
the whole dating part, I think for people out there that are going on first dates, do not bring up your ex. Not even, I would hate to go on a date with somebody and hear about the past. This is like the now. So I think when Tinsley did that, it was her first run. No girlfriend prepared her for this. I think she just walked in the restaurant. But for future people out there, do not do that.
I don't think it's that bad.
I know. And I feel like that
depending on
how
much you talk about it.
Yeah, I feel like
they played it like she was talking about it a lot.
Yes.
So if that's my only thing.
If it happens to come up in conversation, I think if you all of a sudden freeze up because you're like, oh, shoot, I just talked about my ex, I think that's worse. So I think it's better if it were to come up, you tell the story. Hopefully, like, I know because I just told all you guys about my blog earlier. I don't try and say anything negative about him because that doesn't help in the dating situation. Yeah, you do want to remain positive because you don't want them to think that you're like trashing. You're going to go trash whoever you're on the date with's name after anyway. So I don't necessarily think talking about the ex is bad. I think to the extent that she did, bad. Wearing the ring on the pinky finger, even if it's the pinky finger. Bad. No jewelry from the ex.
Why share on that on TV?
Not on the date. No jewelry. You can wear it any other time, just not on the date.
I think the Tito's had her talking. I think she could not keep a lid on it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's weird that she mentioned that she has an ex-husband on a first date, because I feel like, isn't that the kind of stuff you like ask?
You
ask each other like those type of questions at first, don't you?
I agree with
you. See, I wouldn't know,
why
but
are you on your dating?
I feel like, for me, my situation's so weird because I've only had one boyfriend my whole life for 15
really cool.
years.
That's amazing.
It is, but it's also, you know, we might be taking a little break. That's all right. Another story. Oh, which is fine, but I think in order to just go from being having one boyfriend your whole life and then getting married, you need some time to just, like, be alone. Doesn't mean you have to date, but like if I were to do this break thing and I whatever and I dated, I mean, it's kind of weird to be like to not bring up, okay, like when they ask you how have you been, what have you been doing your whole life? Well, I've had the same, I mean, it would be silly to not bring up that I've only had one boyfriend because it's like half of me. My life.
Okay, so
like,
one time is okay, but
so
if we talk about it multiple times, it's no good, guys. Yes. That's what I meant to say.
But then also you got to remember this is edited too, and I'm sure there were a lot of questions to Tinsley as well. So I'm sure I would get a lot of questions like, what do you mean 15 years? That's crazy. Tell me more about that. You have to answer.
It definitely picks up what people wanted to know.
Sure. If the person's pressing for that information, give it.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't offer that kind of stuff up. Just a quick snippet about it, and then you move on to something that is, you know.
It was also refreshing for us to see that Tinsley's priorities and things that she cared about before, the fluff and this and that. Like, this guy is obviously not like what she dated in the past. So it's kind of nice to see somebody that's gone through a hard time, gone through changes, and is now, you're starting to see like what they really want in life and what they really think is important. And the connection, if she continues to date guys like this, is a good sign for her.
Can we just say, going back to the immature part of Tinsley, it was really funny when Bethany, like, called her out. She's like, what are you looking at? Why are you eavesdropping?
Somebody did bring up, though, that Bethany made a big thing about how, no one pay attention, we're talking now. But then when Bethany, or when Ramona and Sonia were talking, she's like, I'm sitting right here.
Yeah, I agree. And I thought the way that she snapped at Tinsley, she wouldn't have snapped at any other women at the table like that. But Tinsley's new and younger, so I can do that.
She's new, I can put her in place.
Those are the times that I'm like with Bethany, I'm like, I don't know. That's why she regrets a lot of things she says. So you notice what you always see this conscience that it comes out the next day. Like, I feel really bad about what I said. We're seeing it so much more lately, too. In the past year, I feel like... season 1, 2, and 3 of Bethany, we never once heard her say, I really regret what I said or something. She was always really, she believed what she said and she owned it and she stuck with it. Mm-hmm. Now it's always like this backward behavior, and I don't know why maybe it's because she has a daughter and maybe she feels like she should always.
Probably what she's going through with her, with Jason.
Yeah, she just wants to make sure people know she is a good person and she has a good heart. And
she has so much history on this show. I think she comes into it as like the senior, you know, when you're like in high school and you're like the senior and you're like, we're in charge this year. I think that when she shoots Housewives, it feels like that to her. And she shoots her mouth off and then she's like, oh yeah, these are like people and I don't really know her well enough to have talked to her like that. Oops. You know.
That's a great point, Megan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is. And it really was a good point too that she wouldn't say that to anybody else. Maybe Ramona. Maybe. But I don't even think she'd care for more.
Or like Luann.
Yeah.
I feel like she's not afraid to tangle with Luann.
She doesn't mind talking to Luann.
Yeah.
Where was Luann at the table?
And Luann, but no.
She said, I'm going to the restroom, but she was gone for the rest of dinner. What happened?
Luann brought all this up. She was the one who started, so what's going on with Mexico? And then they're having this whole conversation with Ramona right there. And I'm like, why are we all talking about this when she hasn't been invited yet? Yeah. So awkward.
They totally
and then she was gone.
They totally planned it.
And I feel like they do a lot of work on New York out of every housewife. I think that they really try to create things. And Luann was there, but like, that's it. Like, we don't even see her at all, pretty much.
I think because they talked about it so much beforehand about, like, we've got to get you invited to Mexico. It was totally their plan to get her up and out of the way so that Bethany would have to talk to Ramona
and
about it.
Extra.
Yeah. And just settle it.
And magically, she moved her Palm Beach situation, and now Luann's going, like,
oh,
with
all the
girls.
Everyone else.
Oh, Luann's a dirty dog. She's like, oh, no, I'm coming the whole time now.
And, Megan, do we have anything we wanted to share? Any news?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, let's do some news, and then we'll get into predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, news first, but then predictions.
Okay, so they taped the reunion today. How exciting. Andy did a fun little Insta story from his center chair. And you can hear Ramona on the phone in the background. And she's all like, oh, yeah, call me at 7. I'll be done at 7, blah, blah, blah. He's like, no, honey, we're going to be done at 8:30. She's like, okay, call me at 8. And he's like, no, Ramona, we're going to be done at 8:30. So just a little sneak peek before they start.
Oh, my God.
And the seating chart was also revealed online. Andy, of course, center chair. To the left, which would be Andy's right, will be Bethany.
Yeah.
Carol next to her.
Of course.
Tinsley on the end.
Okay, I see that. That makes sense to me.
Okay. So on the right side, Andy's left, Ramona first. Okay. So Bethany and Ramona basically squaring off
and
there. Then Sonia.
And then
And then Dorinda. And then Luann.
What? Wait a minute. What?
Sonia next to...
I think Luann's really been keeping herself out of it. It's always all about Tom and where they're traveling. So
but I think she should
that...
be on the other couch then.
Yeah. I mean, that's a weird thing to do because she's an OG.
Well, she should really be careful because there's not much going on with her. That end seat is the last seat. Everybody knows that Jules was on the last.
You fall off. You fall right off the couch.
Yeah, you could actually work your way going this way.
You
want to
go that way.
Yeah.
Which she was first. Was she?
She was. No, wait. Bethany.
Someone was first. I think she was first next to Andy last year. So she's fallen now all the way.
Because of the whole end.
The Tom thing.
The Tom thing, yeah.
Yeah. We'll see.
Whoa.
Go on. Sorry. I'm sorry to
interrupt. Oh, that's great. And Amy Phillips will be back to her radio show next week.
Great.
So we can't wait to hear all about the baby and all her fun insider info.
It's been
really fun listening to her guest hosts.
Yeah. But I have to listen to the Dorinda one.
I can't wait
till
she'll be back.
Yay. Nice. What did she name her baby? Do we know?
I do. It's on Instagram, but I totally forgot.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot. It's a girl.
Aww.
She's gonna have the coolest mom ever. So cool. She'll have all the behind the scenes stuff. She'll have an Uncle Andy Cohen.
Madeline.
So lucky.
Madeline,
middle name Gray. Madeline Gray.
Oh, that's a pretty name.
That is very pretty.
Born June 19th.
That's
June 19th.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. She was born on my birthday.
Oh, that's awesome.
June 19th.
She was just born. She's a real baby.
She's a real baby.
A new
my baby twin.
She's your baby twin.
All right. What's going on, guys?
Well, I think I don't really predict. For this time, I want to just say I'm really curious to see what was written in the press with Tinsley and why she gets so upset with Sonia. We're back to the press and that being the biggest thing in this housewife franchise. So it's going to be interesting in the fact that she's saying that the New York Post is going to write about it. Like, what is it? Did Sonia plant the story? Did somebody plant the story for Sonia? It's always those girls trying to, like, get in the press anyway. So it's going to be interesting with Tinsley back in it, who planted that Sonia and her having drama. I'm excited for that.
I just wrote, everyone yelling. I was like, I can't keep track of who's yelling at
whom
right now.
Best prediction I've ever seen in my life.
I need to go back and see who yelled at whom because everyone was yelling at everybody. Dorinda being drunk, yes.
That was amazing. Megan.
Can we thank Megan?
Please do it. Come on, Megan.
I'm going to predict Mexico trip might rival Scary Island.
Yes.
I'm hoping.
I mean, that would be incredible because
it's
just so much yelling.
We haven't had one.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all great, though. Every time they go away. Yes. Well, wait. Where was it? Somebody just asked. Oh, yeah. I was listening to Andy, Radio Andy, when I was back home because my dad is serious in his car. And someone called in and asked, like, do you think we'll see Jill Zarin again? And he, like, he was so good at changing his... He basically changed the subject so quickly, he didn't want to really answer it. Mm-hmm. But it was a direct question, like, will we see Jill Zarin again? And he dodged the question very well. He did a great job at it.
Shame. Sorry, Jill.
But I wish.
We saw her twice then. We saw her, like, a picture of her at the wedding, and then we saw the actual scene. So maybe that's all we're going to get two times.
I think they were hoping that maybe... they probably wanted to check the ratings to see when she goes on how high they were, maybe.
Yeah, and Jill, you still have to visit us. So if you're watching, please make sure you...
Jill, Lindsay's best friends with Jill, so she'll...
Yes.
Yeah. And by the way, to anybody that, thank you very much. We have DM'd her as well. So just so you guys know.
Awesome.
We have emailed her. So yes. Yeah, we don't just tweet her. But
come through.
I book a lot of people through Twitter, and it's very helpful as well. So thank you for the suggestion. And anyway, where can we find you all? Starting with Megan Stecker.
You guys can find me on social media at Megan Stecker. Follow my Insta stories for the next 10 days. I'll be traveling across the country and doing a whole bunch of fun stuff. So find me there.
She's going to be gone next week. I'm going to be gone next week. I'm heading to my best friend's wedding on Friday in Minnesota and then Wisconsin for the rest of the week.
Awesome.
So you guys can tweet me and find me on all things social media at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. I had a very emotional blog I wrote last night. I would love for you guys to check it out and give me your thoughts.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Relina, and I appreciate the panel's support for watching my reality show, Your Time with Thomas. It's available on YouTube. Now that you're done watching this show, watch that show. I just want to say episode 2 is very personal, and it's about me coming out. So if you guys know anybody that's gay or is gay, that's going to be a really good one to watch. So that's next.
Where can they find the link to see everything?
It's called Your Time with Thomas, so just type it in the search bar, and it'll come up.
Okay, great.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Times.
You're welcome. And you can find me... everywhere is different because Ashley Daniels on Instagram just will not answer my direct messages.
We need to get her.
Yeah, I know she will not answer me. I've offered her $10,000 just to see if she would respond. Wow. I got nothing still. Yeah.
What?
She won't even accept my follow request. But anyway, you can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels and Instagram is Miss Ashley Daniels. And we will see you next week. Thomas and I, and we're going to work on some cool guests for next week. Also, if you love The Real Housewives of Orange County, the Tomorrow Show on Monday, this upcoming Monday, we will have Gretchen and Slade on the show. So you got to tune in. It's going to be really fun. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.